It's the Burt Show.
Why are children so creepy? And the worst part is when your kid comes to you scared, you know, as the adult, have to be like, everything's fine. When inside I'm like, I'm scared. One of my biggest worries about having kids is when they were going to ask me to check the closet or under the bed for a monster. Like, baby girl, I sleep with the light on in my bedroom. Okay, I am not doing that. We're getting out together. So imagine the other night, we're staying in a friend's house for a couple weeks. And I'm laying down and my daughter Hazel, who is 5, comes into the bedroom as they do every night because they don't sleep in their own beds. And, you know, she's like, oh, I'm scared. I'm like, all right, come cuddle for a little bit. Then we'll put you back to bed. And we're laying there. I'm like, see, everything's fine. It's just a new house. You're good. And she's like, what's that music? And I was like,
What
do you think? And so I'm like, is my phone playing? Am I just like old and deaf now? So I'm like looking, I'm like, no, honey, there's no music playing. And she's like, but I can hear it. And let me tell you something. This freaked me out because there have been times back in my house when, you know, I lived there that I used to hear music playing quietly and I couldn't figure out what it was. Sometimes it was like old timey 40s music. And it was the kind where I'm laying in bed. And you know, when you like kind of hear something and you have to strain so hard to hear. And then you're like, I'm making this up. Then you're like, no, there's something playing, but nobody could ever hear it. So at the end of the day, I have huge glass windows. I'm like, it must be something outside and the glass is conducting it. And then it sounds like voices. Another time, like it sounded like clowns. It was weird. So her saying this is like, triggering is the wrong word, but you know, like setting this off in me, like, oh my God, are we psychic? Are we like what is it? The
clairvoyant.
Yeah, but there's clairaudient or something. The sound one, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm straining. I hear nothing in this house. So I'm like, honey, there's nothing. And she's laying there and she goes, no, Mom, I still hear it. I hear the music. And I'm like, I just want to sleep. Mm-hmm. There's no music. But I go check the entire house. I'm walking around the entire house. Just did a TV turn on. I don't know.
Did you ask her what kind of music it was? Like, is she like jamming out to Waka Flocka or was it like...
Was it reggae?
Yeah, it does depend. If it's reggae, I'm like, no, it's fine, baby. It's the ghost of Bob Marley. But so I'm checking the house and I come back. I'm like, there's nothing there. And she's like laying there. She's like, okay. Mom, I hear the music again. Damn. And I'm like, you have got to stop. And she's just staring at the ceiling. Also creepy when children and cats just stare at corners. Stop it.
Dogs too, man. They'll do that.
Yeah, but you got to keep it cool because if you freak out, they freak out even more. And then everyone's freaking out and everyone's awake and everyone's unhappy. So I'm like, baby, there's no music. How about this? You know, it's probably coming from a truck outside. I just can't hear it. Let's put you back in bed. And she goes to her bedroom and the music stops. And that's it. She didn't hear the music anymore. And I'm lying awake all night being like, where's this music coming from? Is a serial killer going to pop out from under the bed and murder me?
Did you the very next day hit up the person that whose house you're staying at and ask, is there any reason why we would be hearing faint music?
I should have,
no,
but all I know is that...
No, you should not.
Do you tell the homeowner that?
I don't want to know if that's me.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say anything or ask any questions. Mm-mm.
That for me, no, I don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss if in this case.
And also, full disclosure, I did tell a story on the air the other day about a 25-year-old who was staying at a friend's house and, you know, the place got cased and she's like, we ran out of town. That was me. So I told her about that one and I didn't want to follow up the next day and be like, by the way, I think you have a ghost casing the place now.
Yeah, there is something creepier when it's kids that see things than it is adults.
Uh-huh.
It's just like more credibility because I do think there's an innocence there that they really do see things.
Because it makes you wonder, like, why would they lie?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, but kids have very strong imaginations too. Like it's not that they're lying, but they just, because they have like these strong, playful imaginations, I could see them coming up with something like that, not to pull one over on you, but just because their little brains are so much more creative than ours.
Right.
Creative or creepy.
Well, yeah.
It's the Burt Show.